Right, Michelin Tire, to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of our Friday edition of our history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield, talking a little baseball in the first segment, 1968, 1984, possibly, who knows, 2024. We'll see what happens tonight at the ball game. You're going to be there. Do you know where your seats are?
I don't. I do not know. Let me answer something, say, Dave Ajima. He's a good guy, great guy, but Let me answer him something. And to all the listeners that are not real hot into sports.
Yes.
Especially baseball. Baseball's America's game. It's America's game. And it's hard now not to connect America, tradition. I'll admit this is a rather loose connection, but there is a connection. America, tradition, the Constitution, our country, with baseball.
Absolutely.
Anything that is pro-America, anything that is American, like baseball or American football, promotes America. That's just the way it is. I know that sounds loose, but remember when we've talked about principles, Russell Kirk's principles of conservatism?
Absolutely.
Playing baseball is what boys used to do on Saturdays, and they'd go out and play baseball. Now, unfortunately, it was really done in our parents' days. They would go to the ballpark, split up, and divide up and play baseball. I did that some, but by the time I was in high school, not as much.
Sure.
And now, virtually not at all.
Yeah.
Now, there's, and I get it, if you want your child to be a good baseball player, you got to get him in a travel league. Just simple little league is not enough. It's just the way it is. And the same is true in soccer and even football and basketball.
Yeah.
It is the way it is. If you want your child, if you have an athletic child and you want them to be good at a sport, there's all these extra leagues that are
required.
Like basketball leagues.
Yeah.
Oh, if you want to be great, if you want to get a college scholarship, you got to play. It is true now that high school sports are not what they used to be. For one reason is that there's some of these academies that are into training college players. I'm talking about high school age academies. They don't even belong to the state high school athletic association. See, our school belongs to MHSAA, and there's a lot of rules. You can't play only so many games, and just a whole bunch of different rules.
Sure.
And people that want their children to be great, they don't put them in that anymore.
Right. Absolutely. They gotta have this extra leagues. Absolutely, I get it.
Extra leagues.
One thing I did want to ask you about, though. Getting back to baseball being American, and you know, we all know and can remember and see, you know, presidents of the United States throwing out the first pitch and, you know, different things like that. But going back, you said, to the Civil War, because I thought baseball was actually started getting organized, what was it, around the 1880s, 1890s, right?
Well, that you're probably right, but they were playing pickup baseball. Both sides would play pickup baseball during the Civil War when they had some free time.
Unbelievable.
And so that's just kind of caught on with America. The left, they want, and remember Russell Kirk's and the principles of conservatism. When you tear down convention, custom, and convention,
yes,
you tear down more than you think. Baseball is linked up with Americanism. And now, to some degree, American football is.
Sure.
Let me just, my sons in our school, we've had some really good soccer teams. But what is soccer? Or it's called football over in Europe.
European football.
It is the world's game.
Right.
America just has never stepped up in soccer.
Nope.
Just hasn't. And I'm a soccer fan. I like soccer. Our school has soccer. I've coached soccer. My son's played soccer. My daughter played soccer. But it's not really America's game. That's the world game.
Yeah.
So I'm a little prejudiced toward baseball and say, hey, this is America's game.
Right. Well, the other aspect to that, too, look at how baseball's taken on in Japan and other countries around the world. A lot more Central America, South America countries, totally. I mean, look at the players we get in our baseball now that are from, Venezuela, Dominican Republic. I mean, it's actually picked up and went viral around the world.
But, they dropped it from being an Olympic sport.
Yes.
Which disappoints me in a way.
Yes,
in another,
absolutely.
But in another way, although the Olympics have become what? A celebration of things that I'm not for. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, let's leave it at that.
The world is not. The world is one. We're all in this together.
Well,
we're all accepting of all sorts of things. You know what?
Right.
We worry about the World Series here in America. The World Series is whoever wins in America is the best team in the world. We can call it what we want. There's a more of an Americanism there, for sure, than there is the World Cup. And I like watching the World Cup.
Well, it's because baseball is, like you say, truly American, and that's why they dropped it out of the Olympics.
And fine.
Yep, absolutely. Good. Let's move on. Hey, I did want to ask you, did you get my text about Scripture?
I was driving. I saw something. Oh, no, I did not read
it. Okay. Here's what I want to get your opinion on. This is the red letters in the Bible, Jesus speaking, Luke 12, 51 through 56. I'm going to read it real quick. Do you think I came to bring peace on earth? Question. No, I tell you, but division. From now on, there will be five in one family divided against each other. Three against two, two against three. They will be divided. Father against son, son against father, mother against daughter against mother, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. Number 54, he said to the crowd, when you see a cloud rising in the west, immediately you say it's going to rain, and it does. And when the south wind blows, you say it's going to be hot, and it is. 56, hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky. How is it that you don't know how to interpret the present time? Him being there, being divisive. And I sent you the video, the gentleman wanting people to agree with Democrats when they say Trump's divisive. He's dividing the nation. And then he wanted to use this scripture. In your eyes, do you see any correlation there that is applicable? Do you agree with this guy's analogy that Trump is divisive? You've said it. I've said it. We don't like the things he says sometimes, how he says things. But do you think he is standing up much like how Jesus stood up to the Pharisees, the Sanhedrin, during his times?
Well, yeah. If I say yes to that question, then somebody's going to send me a text, you're saying that Trump's like Jesus or something.
No. I'm
but
talking
that's
about
what they will say.
Being divisive is my point.
I get it. Yeah. Let me just back up and say this. The great conservative hero, Mitt Romney, When he ran for president, what did the Democrats do to him? Didn't they say they attacked him?
Sure.
Now, do you think that if Donald Trump was the nicest, most polite man in the world with his policies, do you think that the left would still not attack him? Of course they would attack him.
Sure.
They would attack him. Listen, yes, exactly what you said. I wish he would be nicer, wouldn't say this and that and so on. Okay, fine. It's my opinion. But if he was the most upstanding Christian man, kind, upright, moral man ever, with his policies, he would be attacked ferociously anyway. You know, that's just the way it is. People that, now I do know some people that say, I'm not voting for him. He's such a, he makes fun of people and he insults people. Okay. Sometimes he does. Okay. But you're not going to vote for him based on that? I would almost say I give Donald Trump some, give him a little leeway. If you had everybody in the world attacking you, you might get a little ornery also. The man has got thick skin. I do think he loves our country. I do think he wants what's best for America. I'm not sure that I can say that for the other side. They might love our country in a way, but they view America, and even some neocon conservatives, they view America as, you know, that the president needs to be the leader of the free world. And I understand that. I've studied history my entire adult life. Trump was the first guy that came out and says, well, you know, I'm president of the United States. I'm not running for president of the world.
Sure.
And he gets ridiculed for that and attacked. You know what? We're Americans. We love our country first.
Right.
Hence the idea, America first. And by the way, as Henry Cabot Lodge said during the debate over whether or not we were going to join the League of Nations after World War I, he said, look, the best thing to do for the world is to put America first and let every country do what they think best for themselves. Really, truly, that is God's way. That's the same thing that George Washington said in his farewell address. He said, look, every country puts themselves first. It is the way it is. Don't try to, it's a part of natural law. It is what it is.
Yeah.
We're going to love our country and put our country first and the policies that are best for our country. We're going to, he said, two things should guide us. That is a respectful love of your country and justice. We want to treat everybody fairly and justly, but it is what it is. We're Americans. Yeah, we put America first because we live in America.
Yeah.
Duh.
I got a text message from Dave Ajima. Anything that is considered divisive today most likely is the truth for today, and
yes,
that's why they despise it.
Yes, and they'll say it's his personality, this, that, and the other. They'd say that about anybody. They would say that about anybody.
Absolutely. Well, he could deliver it softer, more gentler, like Ronald Reagan, but that's just not his Manhattan Bronx upbringing.
But remember this, listeners. When Reagan first became president, he was hated by the left. Hated. Now that he's retired, oh, he was nice. I didn't say that while he was president.
No, 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 no. Back in 1980, the first election. Final segment of today's discussion. We'll be right back.
Hey Patriots, veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
And now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor. For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of our discussion with Pastor Chatfield. I got a text message from one of our very analytical thinking engineer listeners, Tim Tarjeff in Sheboygan. He has a simple defining question that you can ask people. Who would you rather have managing your 401k, your retirement fund, Donald J. Trump or Kamala Harris? For him, it's all about the economy and economics.
Yeah, that is true with most people. Now, let me talk about the divisiveness thing.
Yes.
And a lot of our listeners, your listeners, well, maybe my listeners, I don't know.
Sure.
We're kind of older. And we see the younger generation, maybe your own children, going more left or more liberal or more progressive.
I've been indoctrinated. I can't overcome it. They're brainwashed and I've lost them.
Okay, maybe that's true. Do not let them pull you. See, well, I love my children. I'm talking to the ladies especially, and men,
sure.
But especially the ladies.
Yep.
These are my children. Okay, you still love them. But son, daughter, I'm not going where you're going. And someday you may see this better. You may understand more, and I heard you make that comment earlier. You get a little older, you'll see where I'm coming. And I've had preachers tell me this all across our country.
Yes.
That what's changing now is that the younger generation are pulling the older generation to the left. And people that are older who know better, because they don't want to fight with their children. They don't want to argue.
I don't think it's not that they want to fight. I think that the indoctrination approach by public schools, starting very young, going through high school and college, continuing on there, they have convinced the young people to believe what they believe so strongly, so convincingly, that they are trying to sell and pull the parents and the grandparents to the left. And because they are so indoctrinated, they're so good, they're so well-versed in their language, their jargon, their ideology, that they are actually somewhat, I believe, pulling and persuading the older generation to come left, to be, you know, progressive, to be accommodating, to go everybody to get along. You have to love everybody.
All right, let me disagree a little bit.
Yes, please.
It's not their ideology is convincing people. It's the relationship that you want with your children. You don't want, grandma doesn't want arguing at Thanksgiving.
Nope.
And we don't want to argue. So we're going to we're going to bend a little bit. You're going to bend. And then all right, we're going to bend. And that's where it's we value our relationship with our children. Therefore, we're tempted to go along with them. Listen, you can value the relationship, but I'm not going to go along with your ideology. Never. And that's
that's why the kids and grandkids know not to come to grandpa's house and bring up politics. They bring up politics and I set them straight. And it usually ends up in them stomping off and being all upset because I'm right. It's my house. I'm right. You're wrong. And I'm going to tell you exactly why you're wrong. And they don't want to hear it. Why is it that the young people, after going through these indoctrination centers, why don't they want to hear the truth or at least be willing to listen to the truth?
Well, in the end, Randy, we're in a spiritual battle here. We need to get the gospel to people, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the death, burial, and resurrection, that message of forgiveness of sin. That's the root of the whole problem.
Oh, I know it's the root.
That's the root. Now,
if you can't get them to listen to your politics, you actually think they're going to listen to us about going to church every Sunday?
Yeah, we're
as adults. I've lost them as adults. They don't go to church, and they were raised to go to church. They were raised to go to church. Believe me.
You're not alone. This is going on all across America. I'm in touch with a lot of pastors just by God's providence. Churches are now our church is much older than it used to be.
Yeah.
Even when our church is relatively full, it's mostly older people. Not completely, but it's now. So, Brother Chatfield, what are you going to do to fix that? I don't know exactly. I'll tell you what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to start changing our doctrine, our teaching, our scripture, what we do. I'm not going to change that, just to accommodate.
Because the truth is the truth. You're not going to change the truth to be accommodating to this progressivism.
Yes, but it's hard because everybody wants their children. I had somebody leave our churches a couple years ago say, hey, I've taken me and my children, grandchildren, this church is more fun. You know, those that listen to me on the radio, we sing some songs and I try not to be boring.
Oh, you're never boring.
I'm not trying to be boring, but I got to tell you what the Bible says. Thus saith the Lord. It's right. And we have to stick with that and pray for our country. And we started out talking about baseball, but baseball is tied into America and Americanism and conservatism. Really, it used to be we all love baseball. That's our game. America's game. And I kind of like that. That's kind of good. It's kind of like the 4th of July parade. That's good. You know, that's kind of good.
Yeah, for 162 games a year plus the playoffs.
Right.
Absolutely. I want to get this final comment in. We, as a public service, provide church services from Pastor Chatfield, Northern Michigan Baptist Bible Church there in Burt Lake. It's 11 to noon every Sunday. If you're not able to go to church in person, you can listen to it on the radio. We also want you to know that not only is it on 97.7, but it's on the two websites, yourdefendingfathers.com, wcsy.us, the websites, plus both phone apps. So if you've used TuneIn to listen to this show or Simple Radio to listen to the station, it's run on that entire Patriot Voice radio network. So it's not just the radio, it's the two websites, it's the two apps. If you've used them in the past, you'll be able to hear Pastor Chatfield on Sundays and absolutely tells it like it is every single Sunday. We greatly appreciate that.
Thank you, Randy. Amen. God bless you guys.
God bless you.
Go Tigers!
Go
Tigers!
Go down and watch history tonight.
All right, I hope so.
Yes, sir. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Such a simple word, yet schools are far from simple. They are complex systems tasked with academically preparing our children for life. K-12 students spend nearly 15%